Dan, what's up, man?
I am doing awesome. I had a great bike ride today, so I'm on top of the world.
Well, that's cool, man. Glad to hear that. Yeah, I've just been grinding and doing a bunch of planning and mental work all day. Yeah, so here we are, a little Q&A time to wrap the day up, wrap up our work day. But yeah, we got a couple cool questions here. One about being a new guy in business and one about what to do when your mindset goes to shit. So why don't we start with that one, man? Why don't you read the question?
All right. This is from our buddy Matt from Canada. How do you guys adjust mindset-wise when your day's plan goes to shit, putting out fires or whatever, while still having to get your other shit done? It's a pretty, it's a good question. I think we all get tripped up during the course of our day here and there.
Yeah, I would say so. It's probably pretty common almost an everyday thing, especially in the trades, right? We're not in a controlled environment and you have everything from weather to guys not showing up to psycho customers to you just being the moron you might be from time to time, right? Friendly fire.
Always.
So, you know me, I try to keep things fairly simple. I've developed the habit over the last couple years. And I don't always win with this. I don't want it to make it sound like I always succeed at this, right? Let me share this with you. I have on my affirmations things that I read to myself every morning several times and this and that. One of the things that I read to myself on a regular basis, and I'll just read it here word for word. It's an affirmation, okay? And it says, I am in control of my emotions and don't let them bitch slap me. Okay? So I want to be very clear with people, like I'm a highly emotional person. And if I'm not careful, when a wrench gets thrown into the plan or the day or things like that, my first reaction is anger and rage inside of me. And it stems from the fact that I despise inefficiency. So I hate when I waste my time. I hate when we waste our time as a company. I hate, one of my grandfathers drilled this in, like he was in the trades, he was a painter. He's like, you unload the truck with everything you need for the day one time into the house. So you're not running in and out of the fucking house all day like most guys, wasting 3 minutes at a time throughout the day and stuff. And so I hate wasted motion. So I just want to give some context this question's good because if I'm not paying attention, if I'm not careful, I'm not dialed in, literally my emotions will bitch slap me up and down the block. So how I would answer this question is over the last couple of years, I've created a habit and I've pretty much trained myself in most cases where I can recognize what's happening in the moment and I literally will stop and say, okay, the outcome I want, what does that outcome require of me right now, this very moment? Yeah. And we talk a lot about this privately in our texts and stuff as a company. Like we're always talking about win the day. And I go, yeah, to win the day, you got to win the moments. So for me, I wish I had a sexier psychologic answer that was probably cooler than this. But for me, it's just recognizing that in the moment, I'm starting to lose my shit inside. I'm not thinking clearly. And I just go, what's required of me in this moment right now that I have control over? And then I really just put all my focus on that. And it doesn't mean my mood necessarily changes with, you know, I'm all Mr. Happy now and shit like that. But, and then I guess the piggyback to this one would be when I start feeling myself going in the tank mentally or something, I immediately try to take some sort of positive action. Cause I think it's really hard to be negative and in the tank when you're doing a positive action. And that could be like, I might go out to the garage and swing my kettlebell for 5 minutes and do some shoulder press with it or some deadlift. I might literally take my phone and just go, I'm going to do a quick video or a live or an Instagram, just something that I know is moving life, Tom, business, something in a positive direction. And that usually snaps me out of it pretty quick. So that's how I handle it. How about you?
I'm the same way. I illustrate in Friday Fails. I trip myself up pretty much constantly. And I learned to, it was like in the Shin Fu, we talk about discarding your shitty first draft, like the first thing that comes to your mind. Like I do that with my emotions now as well. So if I get get ripped and I'm about to go kinetic, I'll just take a time, hit the easy button for a second and chill out. And like you, if I'm home, I can go take the dogs to a field and chuck a ball around or something just to reset. Yeah. And then I just jump on to the next thing. Because if something is truly FUBAR, there's nothing you can do about it and brooding isn't going to help you. And so you just move on to the next thing or whatever. But yeah, it's like, how many times a day does this happen where something goes sideways? Like it's multiple times. And yeah. So you just have to kind of dust yourself off. And if there's something that you can't do, you can't control it, just step over it and jump on the things you can control so you win the day.
Yeah, I would add one more thing to Matt and other people out there is be very careful about what you allow onto your calendar. Remember we interviewed Jeff from The One Thing. He's like, the shit that makes your calendar has to audition to make your calendar. Again, before shit hits the fan and things change, make sure that you're only putting things on there that you should be doing. That way, what that'll also do is that creates a lot of margin in the day for you to put fires out and stuff. Yep. So,
That's true. That's ever since that podcast, I remember that line and I look at every day that shit additions what I'm giving my time because there's only so much Dan.
Good shit. And Dan's not emotional or anything at all either. So he's, you know, it's funny is people don't, well, they probably realize it now, but like you and I are probably two of the most emotional people I know.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, Neil in Denver, right? He was mocking us. It's like you fucking high D's are all dick swinging until you fall apart emotionally, right? Every
second. Yeah, fuck him, man. Fucking Neil. Fighters, Nice Job is one of our sponsors here in the Contractor Fight, and they can help you get the reputation that you deserve. You're out there slugging away doing amazing work, but you're probably not getting enough reviews. Their automated reputation marketing tools are super easy to use, super effective, and it'll help you collect 2 to 3 times more customer reviews, and then also have the ability to share that social proof where it matters the most. So if you are looking to grow your contracting business, head to thecontractorfight.com/nicejob. And check this out. When you check out and you sign up, there is a code for Contractor Fight members here. If you use the code FIGHT, you can save $50 off your first month on all new accounts. You guys rock. Head over to thecontractorfight.com/nicejob. So I have two other questions here. Do you want a new business guy question or do you want a sales question? What do you want? We got time
Let's do new business today.
All right. This came in through Instagram. It says, how do I get leads to roll in faster if I'm a new company and people are hesitant to use a newbie? What do you think?
Yeah. We're kind of two different questions there, right? So leads rolling in faster, they don't know who you are at that point necessarily. I'll let you address that side of it. But on the being new and people, I had the same question when I started my business. It was 17 years ago. I had never been a contractor and moved to a new area where we are now. And I just started mailing cards out. And I spoke to the guy who got me into this game. And I go, what do I do? Like I'm new and how are these people going to trust me or whatever? And he's like, as soon as you've done your first job, he's like, you're a professional paying contractor.
Yeah,
he's like, as soon as you get paid to do it. And it's like, don't wear that on. And so what I did is I didn't wear that on my sleeve that I was new. You know, it's like, I'm sure I looked freaking green as the day is long to people that dealt with contractors or something at first, but I just faked it till I made it. And it was all attitude. And I just went in there, just like we say, when you're presenting price, like if you, like you said in your live the other night, like if your voice is wavering when you're presenting your price or if they can tell you don't believe it, you're fucked because they'll see right through it. But if you're going in there, like you own it and you know what you're doing and you're confident, then they'll feed off of that. I would not broadcast the fact that I'm new and I would just act like I've been doing this for years.
I love it. So it's funny because you're like, you wouldn't broadcast you were new, right? Yeah.
Correct.
I did. So again, this is cool because there's two perspectives. So what I would tell somebody who's brand new and that people are hesitant to use your business and stuff, first thing is mentally, remember everybody is new when they start.
Yeah.
So even the established business is the new guy at some point. And like you said, as soon as you do that first project, you're a professional. So don't let that fuck with your head too much. Second, I viewed it as an advantage when I was new. Because what I heard, and I did prospecting every day. I was out shaking hands, which is another answer to this question, is you got to plant seeds daily, meet people, shake hands, create content, all that other shit. But the more people I talked to, like I would talk to remodelers and some GCs and all this other stuff and different influencers when I started my painting business. And I would hear things like, yeah, we've used so-and-so for X amount of years, but I don't know, I feel like he's getting complacent.
Yeah.
Or something. Like I would start hearing that. So I own the fact that I was new. And one of my lines, Dan, was if you're a GC, remodeler, home builder, whatever, and I was going after your work or whatever, I'd be like, listen, I know I'm the new guy, but I've been in this industry a long time and you know, I've done a lot of projects like this. But because I'm new, that's actually an advantage to you, Dan, because I have to make this work.
Yeah.
Like I'm hungrier. And that was the demeanor I took with this. And I think that looking back, it was my enthusiasm that got me a shit ton of work as a new guy, because most people are not enthusiastic. Most don't prospect and build relationships and all those other things. And that's all I knew to do was to show up and just try to give some energy. And so I would see this as an advantage, own it, and paint a picture for people of why it's good for them to hire you as the new guy. You know, like it's show them that there's an advantage to it. Like I'm going to pay attention more than anybody is ever going to pay attention on this project for you, because I have to make this work. If I don't, my family doesn't eat. And, you know, I'm not allowed the luxury of being mediocre on your project right now, because this is all I got.
Yeah.
And so, and I think there's also a element that a lot of people want to see. They respect people that start a business and that are new, and they want to see them succeed.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
And they want to support somebody who's new and hungry and has their shit together. So that, and then I would just say, make sure in the process of that, you're documenting all your projects that you're doing from day one. So you have good pictures and stories and referrals and testimonials and all that shit. Really attack the experience. That's how you're going to, you know, really get a good word and referrals and more leads. And remember that? Was it a Doobie Brothers song, Love the One You're With? Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, like badly. Every job. And I think every one of us, in our businesses should take that approach. Like you're on a call with a client, love the one you're with. You're on a project with somebody right now, love that customer. Don't look forward, be in the moment. And that'll go a long way with people.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think, I mean, that was the way I did it was different than you did it. But like my current crew is they're young guns. And I got sick of kind of like the old guys stuck in their way with their bad attitudes and everything else. And like the new guys had, there's been, you know, some growing pains and everything with them, but that hunger and the reliant of them having to make it work is a real thing. I would also, since you're starting off new, stuff like just separate yourself from the older competition, like, you know, learn how to communicate, learn how to sell, focus on the customer, like our Shin Fu stuff teaches.
Great point.
Then you'll just be completely different. And it won't matter that you're younger, if this guy is younger, or that you're a newer business, because you're just going to blow these people away. And so, you know, Tesla hasn't been building cars for that long, but they're blowing GM out of the water. Mm-hmm. And just with their service and their innovation and that type of crap. So, and that's like a really engineered product. So, if they can do it, we can certainly do it in our sphere.
It reminded me, there's an old quote. It might have been a Seth Godin blog I read a million years ago or something. I don't remember where. But it was like, stop trying to be better and just be different.
Yep.
Okay. And so different in the trades is you answered your phone. You returned a phone call. You showed up on time. And you didn't, you know, blow a snot out of your nose at their front door before you rang the doorbell like I saw a guy do once. All right. So. Right. Like be different. Of course you need to do good work and shit like that. But most contractors do a decent job to a great job of the actual work, but they, you know, they drop the ball in the experience. So make that your differentiator when you're a brand new business, and you'll never starve, man. You'll make some good money and have a great reputation. So,
for sure.
Well, sweet dude, it's good hanging here for a few minutes here today. Anything you want to share with anybody before we get the hell out of here, man?
No, we still have to come up with a name for this damn podcast. That's the only thing we've been dragging. But I know we got some suggestions, so we got to figure that out.
Yeah, we should probably make that happen at some point. So, well, that's cool. Well, listen, I also want to throw out, guys, we're recording this October of 2021. And in December, we have our Shinfu Nash Vegas sales training event to amp up your sales process. So go to thecontractorfight.com. And at the very top of the header, you'll see a thing that says Nash Vegas. Click it, check it out. We'd love to hang out with you guys in Nashville, Tennessee this December. Man, I don't know if you saw the replies in our Shinfu Mastermind group, but I asked people like a before and after snapshot of their personal income.
Blew me away.
Yeah, their personal income before they learned what we teach and then after. I mean, dude, it was like one dude was like 75 grand to 500,000 in personal income within like 4 years, which is a pretty quick turnaround. Other people were, one guy was 25 grand in his pocket in 2020 when he started. And this year, 2021, he's over 125,000 already in personal income. And it was just story after story after story. Mm-hmm. And guys, I say this, and this is, I'm modeling for you, Dan and I are modeling for you. You have to be your own fucking biggest fan. Like if you have a kick-ass service or a product or something, it is your duty to shout it from the rooftops, man. I mean, Dan and I don't even do hardly any training in that group. We have coaches that work and do the calls over there in the Shinfu Mastermind and all this other stuff. I'm just bragging on them and the results and the hard work the members are putting in. And it fucking works, man. I don't know. I'm just super proud of it.
Proof's in the pudding with that shit, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. There's no denying it. And the results are real. And thankfully, those people scream it from the rooftops as well. So they do it for us.
There you go. Well, guys, if you want to learn more about what we're talking about with the sales process stuff and really take control, head to thecontractorfight.com or hit the link in the bio, or not the bio, in the description here, whatever the fuck we call these things. Check it out. And if it's a fit, get your ass to Nashville. And with that, if you have questions, like always, send them to helpthecontractorfight.com, subject line podcast. Send us a question. We'll answer it here on the show. So you guys rock. We got to roll. Thanks, Dan.
Yep, later on, Tom.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with Dan and I today on the question and answer episode of the Contractor Fight podcast. If you have a question for Dan or I or both of us, go ahead and email help@thecontractorfight.com and in the subject line, put podcast and then type your question in. And if it's relevant, if it's helpful to people, we're happy to answer it. Thanks for being here.